AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. As the world braces for a possible North Korean nuclear test, China is urging there be restraint in a response. Ambassador Nikki Haley told NBC's Today Show the U.S. would respond to a direct attack, such as hitting a military base or the use of nuclear weapons.
I think then the president steps in and decides what's going to happen.
In addition to the Carl Vinson carrier fleet, the USS Michigan, a nuclear-powered guided missile submarine, is due to arrive off South Korea on what's being described as a routine port visit. The budget wrangling continues on Capitol Hill. If a spending bill is not enacted by Friday night, the government runs out of funding Saturday. President Trump's congratulated the female commander of the International Space Station for breaking a record in space.
This is your president. Do you hear me?
Sitting in the Oval Office, the president hooked up via video link with Peggy Whitson aboard the International Space Station.
Yes, sir. We have you loud and clear.
The 57-year-old Whitson is the oldest woman ever in space and has now spent more time in orbit than any American, surpassing the old record of 534 days and a few hours.
Congratulations. Amazing. What an amazing thing that you've done.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A convicted rapist and killer was put to death in Arkansas. Jack Jones died from lethal injection. The daughter of his victim, who was also injured in that 1996 attack, thanks the corrections agency for going through with the execution.
They took care of what was ruled in 96, and they gave our family some justice.
Elton John is canceling some concert dates. He is battling a bacterial infection. Actress Erin Moran died of cancer, stage 4. That's the finding from her autopsy report. The former Happy Days actress died at home in Indiana this weekend. This is AP Radio News. On this Holocaust Remembrance Day, survivors in Florida's Boca Raton community celebrated the removal of the German-based Allianz Insurance Group as a golf tournament sponsor. Their attorney and spokesman is Samuel Dobbin.
Allianz's presence in Boca Raton was an insult to the survivors, was an insult to the murdered Jewish people who were the victims of the Holocaust. And what was important was that they are gone.
He accused the company of refusing to pay out policies of tens of thousands of Holocaust victims because the families couldn't produce a death certificate. The author who wrote The Meaning of Life novel, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, has died. Robert Persig was 88 years old. A powerful earthquake has struck off of Chile's central coast. It was a 6.9 on the Richter scale, but there are no immediate reports of any injuries or damage. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP Radio News.